Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yankel Lieberman. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman Le'ilui Nishmas HaRav Yaakov Ben Matisyahu.
Just to finish off from Daf Ein Zayin Amud Beis, we're holding Daf Ein Ches. To be mashlim, the Ein Abosa Mutar B'Achilat Sheyizrak Adam. The Rambam in Hilchis Psulei HaMekdoshin Perek Yudches Halacha Zayin writes, "V'ha'imurin matirin es abosa lo'odom." The Mishnah Lamelech there asks, "Why then is pigul chal on the basar of a korban after the zrikas hadam and not after aktaras imurim? When the korban was nishchat with a machsheves pigul, although the machshava was chal during the shchita, nevertheless the chalois pigul on the basar of the korban." With regard to Koris, is only after the dam was Nizrak. Meaning, if one would eat the boss of this korban before the dam is Nizrak, he would not be Chayiv Koris. Only if he eats the bosser after the dam is Nizrak, he's Chayiv Koris. The reason is because it says, Lo Yerotze by Pigol, and it says, Miyom HaShmini V'Olo Yerotze by Korban Kosher, Chazal and Zvachim Daf Chav Chesam et Beis, and a menoches daf tezayin amid beis darshin kartzoas kosher kachartzoas pigol matzoas kosher at sheyikrivu komatirin komatirov bekashrus avatzoas pigol at sheyikrivu komatirov. Rashi before daf samach beis amid beis in the diba maschu v'chitayim brings this meaning. Chazal, I'll try to explain. Derive from this that the chalois pigol on the basar is chal by the zrika because the drasha is actually yikuvu kol matirov, which is after zrika. The Mishlamelch is asking if aktoris emurim is also considered a matir of the basar like the zrika. Why is kovu kol matirov by the zrika and not by the aktoris emurim, since the basar to be permitted to eat requires the aktoris emurim also, meaning besides the zrika? I want to point out that the Mishnah Lamelech understands the halacha of kovu komatirov as meaning the matirei habasar, literally matirim of the basar, not the kapara or ritzui of the korban. If it would mean Ritzui, then he wouldn't ask this Kasha, since only the Zrik is Miratze, and not the Aktoris Emurim. His Kasha is based on the assumption that Korvu Komatirov means literally the Matirin of the Bosa. Therefore, asks the Mishnah Lamelech, the Matiria Bosa include Aktoris Emurim, since the Bosa does not become Mutter to be eaten before the Emurim are hooked her, where they're able to be hooked her. Why then is Pigul Chal by Zrika, even before the Emurim Ahokta? The Briskerov Zichrono Livracha once entertained the possibility to answer this question, and other questions also, that the Rambam in Hilchis Psulei HaMekdoshim doesn't mean literally that the Aktoris Emurim remove the Isser from the Basar, similar to Zrikas Adam, but the basar is not given to be eaten with regard to the mitzvahs achilas basar until after the aktoris emurim. It's not niten la'achila, afin ki a mitzvah, like he said in Yiddish. But with regard to the iser of eating basar, before they are niter, once the dam is nizrak, even prior to the aktoris emurim, the iser is no longer there. Not that Haktoris Emurim is a matter literally removing the Isser from the Basa. Therefore, Pigal is Chal on Basa even before the Emurim Ahokter. Since already after Zriki, that means even before Haktoris Emurim, it's considered that the Matirei HaKorban were already brought. Korvu Kol Matirov. The Biskarov with this approach wanted to explain the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Tes, which relates that the Bnei Eli were mevazik kodshei shemayim by eating from the basa of the korban prior to the aktara. Why was this rendered only a bizoyin of the kachim and not an outright transgression, being over on the Isra of eating basav ekami for its nita. Rav Zal explained that there is in fact no Isra to eat basav before Akhtara Simum. The Isra was nullified by the Zrika Saddam. Therefore, the Bnei Edel, by eating the basav prior to Akhtara Simum, were in over on an Isra. They were mevazah the kachim, and because of this were punished. Okay, getting back. The Biskrov Zechayna Levracha said all this. I want to make it clear. He said all this to above in Vilna and was later Chayzer. This wasn't Maskonis Daita. He had second thoughts about it and refrained from this. And he tracked it, I would say, from this. The reason why he was Chayzer from this was because of the Gemara here on the Fine Zayin Amid Beis. This Gemara, which states that Basar requires Zrika for its heter achila. The Basar is not mutter to be eaten before Zrika Saddam, even though the dam is not lost and can be Nizrak, it's called Isnu. This is learnt with a Kalvachoyme from the Din of Akhtar Seymurim. Just like the Basar is not Huta to be eaten before the Emur Mahukta, so too it's not mutter achila before the dam is Nizrak. From this that the Gemara equates the Isser of Achilles Basa before Zrika to the Isser of Achilles Basa before Akhtoris Emurim is proof that prior to the Akhtoris Emurim, again, where the Emurim can be brought, this is considered Isnu, this is what the Gemara calls Isnu, the Emurim can be brought, it's also to eat the Basa. The Akhtoris Emurim is necessary for the nullification of this Isser, just like prior to the Zrika, the Basa is also to be eaten. In the Nusach of the Rav, the Akhtoris Emurim is a mataf in Basa like Zrika Saddam. This was his maskona. This was his maskona, and it was from this Gemara like we just mentioned. Now, with regard to the Kavachoyma, one more point, very important to mention. With regard to the Kavachoyma, which teaches us, Ein HaBasa Mutar B'Achila She'Hizik Adam, the Brisker Rav asked, how is it possible that the basa of a korban should be permissible to be eaten prior to the bringing of the korban? It's not simple that without zurika the basa is also to be eaten. The basa of a korban, like all other parts of a korban, are also until something. The zurika saddam is matter it. This is not self understood. What? This is pashit. This is not. It's moving me'elov. Why then is it necessary to derive this from an extra pasuk? Well, the Gemara brings a kavachoyme. This was the question the Biskrov asked. The Biskrov explained. This is, in fact, self-understood. The Gemara, Atsheyiz Ein HaBasa Mutar B'Achila, Atsheyiz Rekadam, does not literally mean without any Zrika whatsoever, but the Gemara means without a Zrika HaMateres. Meaning, there was a Zrika HaMechaperes already done, but not a Zrika HaMateres. What? I'll explain. The Gemara in Zvachon and Afchavov on the base teaches us, again, according to Shmuel, and this is how the Rambam Paskins in Hilchas Psula Magdoshim, if I'm not mistaken, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, a Zrika which was done Shaloi Bim Koimoi on the Mizbeach, but it's not, Reb Chaim points out and says it has to be on the Mizbeach, but it's not in the right place. For instance, the Dam of a Korban Oyla, which is required to be Nizrik on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, Lemata Mechuta Sikra. This Dam was Nizrik, for instance, if it was Nizrik on the upper half of the Mizbeach, Lemaila Mechuta Sikra, the Halacha is the Zrika is Mechaper. But it's not Mati the Basa to be eaten. And this is derived from the Pasuk in Parshas Achrimois, Vani Nosativ Lochem al HaMizbeach Lechaper. From the word Lechaper, the Gemara derives Lechaper, Lechapor Nosativ Eloi Ledover Achem. In this instance, where the Zrika was done, Shaloi Bim Koimoi, why isn't the Basa Mutter to be eaten? Since the Korban was already brought, what? No, automatically, it should automatically Mimeila be Mutter. Why shouldn't it be Mutter Mimeila? The Korban, the Zrika was, the Kapara was, the Zrika Mechaperis was. Why shouldn't the Basa automatically be Mutter? The answer is, said the Briskerov, there are two functions of Zrika. One, to be mechaper, like it says, ki adamu banefesh yichaper, as it's stated in Zvachim, over in the first perek, about smicha mechaper, zvika mechaper, shenem ki adamu banefesh yichaper. And besides this too, the din of the zvika is that it's matir, directly the bosser of the korban. Meaning that the zvika has a din to be, it's chal on the basar, to be meichal a heter on the basar. Therefore, basar doesn't automatically become mutter because the carbon was karev, the carbon was brought, and the mail of the basar is mutter, but it's necessary for the zvika to be meichal the heter, to be materid. This is the issue in the Gemara here on the Avayin Zayin Amid Beis. How do we know that the Zvika is directly matir the Basa? Maybe the Basa becomes mutter automatically as a result of the Akrovas HaKorban. Then Afkamina would be by a Zvika Shalabim Koimoy, like we had mentioned. After the Dam was Nizik Shalabim Koimoy, how do we know the Basa doesn't become mutter as a result, since the Korban was already brought? This itself is the Nafkamina, Zvika Shalabim Koimoy. How do we know that the Zvika is directly matir the Basa, and it's necessary for the Zvika to be matir it? I would add another nafgamina. Another nafgamina would be where a Kohen Tmei Meis brought, let's say he was the Oivid, and he brought the Korban HaKavua Loizman, if the Zvika is not matter the Basa, even when the Basa is not Nitma, so we have another case of a Zvika HaMechaperis not being matter the Basa. But again, the Gemara is discussing a Zvika. How do we know a Zvika is matir, directly matir the basar? Nafkemina, there was a Zvika Amechaper, Zvika Shalabim Koimo, a Zvika of a Koin Tomei. The Gemara learns this meaning that unless the Zvika is matir the basar remains also to be eaten, even where the Koven was brought. How do we know the Zvika in Yiddish is a matir afin basar? This is what the Gemara is bringing from a pasuk or kavachoymer from a murim. The Gemara refers to this as isnuhu. This is how the Brisker Rav learned the Gemara. The way the Rav is learning, one has to understand the concept isnuhu by dam is not the same as by a murim. Because by dam, the concept isnuhu is it was fulfilled, the zvika was already done. But the Zvika Amateres is still missing. Lesnu means the Zvika Amachaperes wasn't done. Whereas by Imurim, the term Isnu means the Imurim are here in the literal sense, ready to be brought on the Mizbeach. The Lomeid, I would say like this, with 1 second. The Lomeid, Dam, is not the same as the Melamed, Imurim. This is what, it's hard to understand. I don't know how the Rav would answer this. But Akoponim, from the Gemara, it would appear that because that this is what I'm saying, that without Lule, the Rav, from the Gemara would appear a different interpret. I would understand the Gemara differently, perhaps, that because the Dam is Roy, it's possible to be Nizik on the Mizbeach and to be Mata the Basa. So this is what Isnu means. Without a Drosha, Pasuk, or Kavachoyma, the Basa would become Muta because of the mere ability of the Dam to be Nizrak, even if it wasn't actually Nizrak. But again, this is not like the Rav said. In Svara, it's hard to understand this. The Rav is much, it's geschmack, it's easy to understand. This is how the Rav learned the Gemara. Okay, we're holding that here, Dafayin Ches. The Gemara answers, over here on the top of Dafayin Ches, El Eloi Kasha. The Gemara starts with a Kasha, name of Masnitz and the Eloi Kerab Yeshua, and the Gemara concludes, El Eloi Kasha, Ela loy kasha. This is the maskon of the Gemara pertaining to the Mishnah, if it coincides with Rabbi Yeshua. Then the Gemara goes further with Rabbi Yossi, but the Gemara says, Ela loy kasha. How does the Mishnah on the Ayin Vav Amud Beis, Chamish Advam, Boim Betuma, Ve'ena Necholim Betuma, coincide with Rabbi Yeshua's of the opinion in Ein Basar Ein Dam, since Tuma Tchuya Betzibor? Therefore, the Ritzitzitz is required. And Rabbi Yeshua is also of the opinion that Ein Tzitz Miratza Alo Oichlin Valo Achilois. So how does the Mishnah coincide with Rabbi Yeshua? Says the Gemara, it's not a kasha. the Mishnah can coincide with Shitas Rav Yeshua. How? Kan b'yochid, kan b'tzibur. B'yochid, a korban of a yochid. Again, when the Gemara says yochid and tzibur, I would say, it suggests that a yochid means a korban which is not kavur loizman. Tzibur is a korban not kavur loizman, like we mentioned in the Akdoma. B'yochid, a korban of a yochid, which is not kavur loizman, lechatchilo psulo v'mzorek hutzo. While I'm quoting the Lashon Rashi, take a look, Rashi. There's a machlokes here how to learn kan b'yochid, kan b'tzibur, Rashi with Tosfos. Let's see for a few minutes how Rashi will, it's important to see this. Lechatchilo, I'm quoting the Lashon Rashi. B'yochid lechatchilo psulo v'mzorek hutzo. This is because the din of Imein Bosein Dam wasn't said li'kuva, only lechatchilo. Meaning the Gemara is not answering the first kasha, that psula di'evet mashmo. The Gemara in the bottom of Ayin Zayinam at Beis has two kashas. One, choda, psula di'evet mashmo. The Gemara is not answering this kasha. What? Yeah, no, they saw the Rishash. We're going with the Malsha. Only the Gemara is only answering the second kasha, that boin, chamishit von boin, lechatchila mashmo. Like I said, this is how the Malsha explains. Umasnisin. Rashi continues. Masnisim b'tzibur boyin lechatchila. The tumas tzibur who beheta. The Mishnah that states chamish edvam boyin betuma, which implies even lechatchila, is speaking only by kabonis tzibur, meaning kabonis hakavul and zman, which are brought even lechatchila betuma, because the Tana of the Mishnah is of the opinion tuma hutre b'tzibur. Interesting. This is Arashi's learning that the maskana is that the Tana holds tuma hutra b'tzibur. Therefore, although the basa was nitma before the zrika, since tuma hutra b'tzibur, it's considered yesh basa, not in ein basa, ein dam, that there's no basa, but yesh basa. Therefore, the dam can be nizrak, even like according to Rabbi Yeshua. This point, that if tuma hutra b'tzibur is considered yesh basar, is mavur in the Gemara before also on the fine zayin amid aleph savrua de lekuliyama tuma tchuyi b'tzibur, etc. If hutra, the Gemara has no kasha. I just want to point out, although from Tosis and Menachis and after Zvav amid aleph, it appears that even if tuma hutra b'tzibur, the zrika is not matter the basar. What? Right, not like Tosis and Yuma Dav Zayin. Tosis and Yuma Dav Zayin, for this extra time, we'll elaborate on this. Tosis and Yuma Dav Zayin, Amad Aleph is of the opinion, Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, where the Basar is not Nitma, the Basar can be eaten. The Zvika is Mati the Basar. Tosis and Menachas, Lav Tezvav, Amad Aleph, this is the way of Yosheber Zichayin Olavrocha used to learn the Tosis, is of the opinion that it's not, even if Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, why? I'll explain. Even if the Basar wasn't Nitma, and even the Mandiyama Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, because the Heter was only said with regard to Kapara, and not with regard to the Zrika being Matir, the Basar. But nevertheless, it's considered Yesh Basar, because to be considered yesh basar, it's not necessary for zrika to be matir the basar bepoyal. It just has to be chal in the basar. If tumat chuyeh betziba without the tzitz being meratza al achilas, listen carefully. The zrika is not chal at all in the basar. Therefore, it's considered ein basar. If tumahot yubetzibur, even if it's not chal in the basar, even if it's not mati the basar, I should say, but if it's chal in the basar, that's enough for tumah, for yesh basar. For the klal, regarding the klal of ein basar, ein dam, for yesh basar, it's enough that the zrika is chal in the basar. We'll elaborate on this even more. It's going to be negated the top of Ayin Tes. This is how Rashi learns the terms of the Gemara, kan b'yochid, kan b'tzibur. According to this, there's another Tana. Just want to point out the way Rashi learns, there's another Tana besides Rabbi Yehuda, who's of the opinion, tumahotir b'tzibur. Yes, this is what I mean. The Gemara be fond of Ayin Zayin, leketana de shamis leidoma tumahotir b'tzibur. El Rabbi Yehuda would be mashma not like that. With the way Rashi's learning, we have a Tana. That this is what the Gemara is saying. He holds Tana of the Mishnah holds to Mahotu Betzim. Tosis, he asks on Rashi's understanding. And I would say, besides, according to Rashi's understanding, the Gemara here, Kam B'Yocha, Kam B'Tziba, the din in main boss, the Gemara holds the din in main boss ain dam is not li kuva. The Gemara then didn't answer the first kasha like we pointed out before. Okay, Tosis here asks on Rashi, and Tosis understands differently. Tosis understands that the Tana of the Mishnah is of the opinion to metchuya betziba, not to mahutra betziba, and is also of the opinion, but tzitzmiratza lachilis, meaning the Tana holds tzitzmiratza lachilis. This is what the Gemara means. Kam beyochid kam betziba beyochid. I'll quote the Lashon HaTosis here. Beyochid lechatchila lo yizroik midrabanon. Upsula, take a look over there in the Tosis. Upsula diktoni hainu lechatchila, the top Tosis. Hilkoch, betzibur boyin lechatchila. Meaning, the Gemara's teretz is that the din of im ein boser ein dam is in fact lechatchila. Likuva. Not like Rashi. In fact, it's ma'akiv. Therefore, this that the Mishnah in Menachah states where the Shirayim are nitmo or lost, psula, where they're lost, it's posel, even psula, meaning posel, even b'diyeved. Since this din of Ein Boser Ein Dam was said li'kuvah. Where they're nitmo, however, the posel only l'chatchila, since there's a ritzitzitz. And the Gemara now is of the opinion, tzitz meriatza alachilis. But, lechatchila, the Rabbanon said that one should not be zoyrik the dam. Lechatchila lo yizroik. This is only by a yochid. What? Again, this that the Mishnah Menachah states psula is because in the instance of nevdu shireo, it's possible even b'diyeved, to make things clear. By yitzibur, again, korban akavula isman, even lechatchila, it can be brought betumo. Since the tzitz is miratza lachilis, what's the din midrabonon by yochid that lo yizrik lechatchila, I don't know. If tzitz miratza lachilis, what's this din de rabbanon lo yizrik lechatchila? Tosis asks, let's see further. Tosis asks, based on this, that there's a ritzui tzitz, even by a korban yochid, midairaisa, the dam should be nizrak, vim toima, umay ikar, ben tzibur li yochid, meaning, midaraisa, with his tzitz, even a korban shein kavula is man, is zayuk lechatchila because of the tzitz. Where's the difference, midaraisa, between a yochid and kavula is man, and a tzibur kavula is man? Memonav shoch. If there's a tzitz, even by yochid it's mutter to bring the korban. Even lechatchila, if there's no tzitz, then even by tzibur, the korban cannot be brought. Tosis answers, Yesh loima, tumas haguf ike beinayu, the betzibur dachya beyochid loy dachya. Meaning, with regard to tumas hanekrovim, the tumah of the korban itself, there is in fact no nafkamina between yochid and tzibur. It all depends on whether there's a tzitz. The nafkimina between yochid, where ein tuma huta and tzibur, where tuma tchuyah betzibur, is only with regard to tuma saguf, where tzitz is not miratze, with regard to tuma saguf. For instance, where the coin was nitma by a, where the coin was nitma by a yochid and ein kavula isman, even if there's a tzitz, he cannot bring the korban. Whereas by a korban tzibur, korban hakavula isman, he can bring the korban, either without having a tzitz at all, like Tosis explains in Menachos on Daf Tes Vov, or only where there's a tzitz, like the Rambam explains in Hilchos Bias Mikdash Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin. The heter by tzibur is with regard to tumas haguf. This teretz of Tosfos would not apply to the ziknei dorim in Zvachim and Daf Chavez Amid Beis, who are of the opinion that the tzitz is miratze, even tumas haguf of a koyin tmei meis. Their opinion is also that tuma tchuyah betzibur is only by a koyin tomei meis or tumas meis, like the Rambam paskins. If so, Tosfos' kasha is unanswered. According to the ziknei dorim, it's really not clear. It's possible the ziknei dorim hold tuma hotir betzibur. We're not going to get into that sugya now. But if they hold tuma tchuyah betzibur, the kasha is still unanswered. Pertaining to the tumas koyin, where is the heter betzibur of tumat chuya betzibur relevant? Where is it negeya? The Briskerot Zichrona Livracha explained that the Rambam is of another opinion. This will answer also the sugya of ziknei dorim. The Briskerot explained the Rambam is of another opinion than Tosfos. The Rambam is of the opinion that tzitz is miratzer with regard to the Hechsher HaKrova, the Hechsher of the Akrovas HaKorban. The tzitz is chal during the Akrova. In Yiddish, it's zugestellt zu der Akrova. But there are limitations. It does not permit the Korban to be brought l'chatchila. This is where Tuma Tchuya Betzibar is relevant, is necessary, even by Tumas Korban. Not only by Tumas Aguf. To permit the Korban to be brought, even L'chatchila. This is why it's necessary for the Heter of Tumat Chuya Betzibur. Therefore, the difference between Yochid and Tzibur is understandable, where there is a Tzitz. The difference is if it's permissible, if it's mutter, to bring the Korban L'chatchila. By Tzibur, Tumat Chuya Betzibur. It's mutter, it's permissible, L'chatchila, to bring the Korban Betumah. By Yochid, L'chatchila, one can't bring the Korban Betumah. Only when it's brought, the Akrov is Ksheira due to the Ritzitzitz. The Rambam understood the combination of Tumat Chuya Betzibur with regard to Tumas Aguf and Ritzitzitz. We had already mentioned the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin is of the opinion that by Tzibur, again, Korban HaKavul Leizman, the tzitz is meiratze on Tumas Aguf also, meaning that the heter Tumat Chuya Betzibur is always only where there's a tzitz. What's the understanding of this combination? If each by itself is not sufficient, what? Like I always say, two zeros equals zero. What's the combination? What's the understanding of this? The Tchuya Betzibur itself is not sufficient, and the tzitz is not sufficient. What's the combination of the two things? The answer is, listen, the tzitz by itself is sufficient, but only pertaining to the Hechshah Krava, once it had already been brought. Therefore, only because of the heter of Tumat Chuya Betzibur, one lechatchila may bring the Korban. The heter of Tumat Chuya Betzibur is also not sufficient because the heter is based on the Ritzitzitz. The whole heter during the whole Hechsher during the Akrava is only because of the Tzitz. Therefore, the heter is based on the Ritzitzitz that during the Akrava, the Tzitz will validate the Akrava. Therefore, the combination of Tumat Chuya Betzibur and Tzitz Meratza are understandable. The difference between Tzibur and Yochid is also understandable, as we had previously mentioned. The Briskerov Zichrona Livracha added the Mishnah in Zvochim Daf Tzadik Beis Amid Aleph teaches us, although the dam of a Chatos Ksheira, which falls on a Beged, requires to be washed in the Azorah, Ton kibos, in the Lashon of the Mishnah and Gemara, ton kibos, but where the dam was of a chatas psula, invalidating it for Zrika, there's no requirement of kibos. Rashi there explains, it's really a braisa, there are two braisas that Rashi explains on the Mishnah, the Chsiv Asher, Yaze, Beroi Lahazo HaKosem Medaber. The Mishnah mentions Dam Tomei as an example of a psul which causes that there should not be a din kibos. Toisvis there in the Dibra Maschu Shalona asks, why isn't it ton kibos? Again, by Dam Tomei. Dam Tomei should be considered Dam Haroi Lezrika. Due to the Ritzit Sitz. You know what? I'll quote the Lashon of Toisvis. Vim Toima, my timer loiboi kibos. Why isn't the dam of a korban, where the dam was nitma, why doesn't it require kibos? Homedoi raisa zorkoi lechatchila. Tesis is asking, because of the tzitz, it should be considered, it should be rendered as dam horoi lahazor. Tesis answers, Enochanami. Dam tome, with is it tzitz, which is meratze, the dam is considered dam horoi lahazor, and as a result, if it falls on a beged, it requires kibos. But the Mishnah is speaking with his no tzitz. For example, with the tzitz broke. The Rambam in Hilchas Maisa HaKobonis per Ches Aloch Gimel, however, brings the Mishnah that Dam Tomei which fell on a beged, there's no requirement of kibos, and the Rambam does not explain that this is only where the tzitz wasn't al mitzchoy or the tzitz broke. Like Tosis explains. So the Rambam is, we're back to Tosis' kasha without Tosis' teretz. The Brisker Rav Zichron Bracha once said that since the Rambam is of the opinion that the tzitz is not miratzeh to bring the korban lechatchila, only once it was brought the tzitz validates the akrova. Again, I'll say it in Yiddish. It's sugishtel to the akrova. It's a chalois in the akrova. Therefore, even where the tzitz is able to be meratzeh, it's on the meitzach hakoyin gadol. The Rambam paskins only oideo al mitzchay meratzeh. It's on the forehead of the koyin gadol. But the dam tomei is not considered dam haroi lazot due to the tzitz, and therefore does not require kibos like other domim psulim. I would say, I would add, I mean, what you're asking, this is not by a common kavur loizman, again, in an instance where there is no possibility to bring another korban, the dam then would be considered dam haroi lazot, and as a result would be ton kibos. I would agree to that, yeah. The Gemara continues. Neima masnisin deloy k'Rabbi Yosi. Now the Gemara discusses the Mishnah with regard to Rabbi Yosi. Then the Gemara continues. Ule taimecha b'lezer dom atzitz meratze kemi dom adam al pishen vos atzitz meratze al chisla my hilchisa le mikve bepigul afugim b'day mila kom miflugi. We're holding here. Rabbi Yosi sova meratze tzitz iluya umashvi le. Kitar, the kovale, the pigol, umapikli midei meila. Rashi explains in Diba Maslam Mikvenu that without a ritzi, what mashvile kitar, Rashi says here, and this is the, it's, it would seem like that for many Gemaras. They are rishonim, I know the Meiri and Yevam Stav Tzadik, the Rach, but it's very shver to fit it into the many Gemaras that would appear when the Bosar is Tomei. That tzitz doesn't undo the tumor. It's tummy. It's also to be eaten. It doesn't make it tor. Kimash vilei kitor with regard that the zrik is chal on it. For pigol, noiser, tummy, meila, yesh basar. Again, the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer sova meiratze tzitz iluya umash vilei kitor. That without a ritzit tzitz, the pigol will not be chal on the bas, which becomes tomei, since the korban has another psul. I'm quoting the Rashi in Diba Masal Mikveinu. Take a look at the Rashi. I'll tell you the truth, I never understood this Rashi. Rashi explains that without a ritzit tzitz, the pigol will not be chal on the bas, which becomes tomei, since the korban has another psul besides pigol. In this instance, pigol's not chal. What? No, lulei Rashi, zrik is not chal on something that's pasul. It's not the Zrikas HaKorban is only chal on something that's kosher. Rashi understands differently. The korban, it's as if the korban has another psul. What I don't understand is the korban itself doesn't have another psul. The basar is what became nivsal. This that the zrika can't be chal on the basar is only because the zrika is not chal on a chelik of a korban which is basal. I'll just say the lashon, the nusach of the briskos zechayne levrach was a chelik of a korban which is nivsal. He used to say in Yiddish is upgechepet from korban, detached from the korban, so to speak, again with regard to the zrikas hakorban being chal on it. Only where it's nivsal b'yotze l'dasu b'yakiva zrika ma'asal yotze. That's how the Rambam passes, or here by nitma l'man diomet sitz miratza l'achilis is the zrika chal on korban. But Rashi understands that it's as if the korban has another psul. It's the basar that's nifsal. It's not the actual korban. Well, the korban nifsal, meaning the dam was nifsal, or by mincha the koimetz was brought the psul. The koyin amakriv was basal. Here the basar was basal. The korban was kosher. That korban was kosher. It's just that the basar was nifsal. It's important to note the Rambam. I just want to make a point. The Rambam in Hilchas Bias Mikdash and Perik Dalid Halacha Zayin writes, V'chein atzitz miratza al tumas dvoma kraven, whatever, etc. Aval eina miratza. The Rambam's lashon is eino miratza al tumas anecholim. The Lacha Mishnah, I think it should be in Hilchas Psulei Hamikdashim in Perik Aleph Halacha Lamed Dalid. The Lacha Mishnah understands the Rambam literally, that the Rambam paskins in accordance with the Mandi Omar, Ein Hatzitz Miratza Lachilis. Rab Chaim, Zichrono Levrach, however, held differently. Rab Chaim held that from all the places pertaining to the Machloikis, if Tzitz Miratza Lachilis or not, the Rambam is in accordance. Again, Yel Cheshbin out all the Rambam, says Rab Chaim. The Rambam, it comes out, the Cheshbin is that the Rambam is in accordance with the Mandiyoma Tzitz Miratza Lachilis. This that the Rambam writes, Aval Einoi Miratza Al Tumas Anecholim, the Rambam means that it's not Miratza with regard to being Matarit Ba'achilo. With regard to being Matarit Ba'asa Ba'achilo, that sits Ritzitz doesn't help, it's not moil with regard to that. But with regard to the Zrika being Chal, again, with regard pertaining Pigel, Noise, Tome, Milo, Yeshbosa, the Tzitz is Miratza, enabling the Zrika to be Chal on the Bosa. What does Rab Chaim mean? He could mean that it's not Matva Poy, like Rashi says here, or the Rav once said that. The Rav once wanted to learn the Gemara in Menachis over there, Daf Tezvov, that even if Tzitz Miratza al Achilis, it means that the Zrika is Chal, but the Zrika Hamateris of the Basa you don't have. You can't eat the Basa right. You can't eat the Basa not just because the Basa is possible, but it's missing the Zrika Hamateris. What yes v'yesh baser it's enough. Maybe we'll mention this on the Dafayin Teh Somed Aleph. So in short, but just to mention, this is very important to note. This machloikis of Lechem Mishnah with Rab Chaim. So in short, the Lechem Mishnah holds the Rambam paskins in accordance with the Mandi Yoma Ein Tzitz Miratza al Achilas. Rab Chaim, however, held the Rambam paskins Tzitz Miratza al Achilas. The Rambam over there in Halacha Zayin, the Dalid Halacha Zayin, only means with regard to Achila, ain't Tzitz Miratza al Tumas and Echolim. But the Rambam is in accordance with the Mandi Yoma, Tzitz Miratza al Achilas. The Gemara Namad Beis concludes with regard to Rabbi Yosi, Ki Katoni. We on the top. Take a look on the top of Amid Beis. Moide Rav Yeshua Shem Zora Kutsa Benitma Avo Ba'ovid V'Sorif Floy Ki Ka'omar Rav Yoisi Royan Yestivir Abliyezeb Ediyevid Ba'ovid V'Sorif. Toises here, over here in Dibra Maskul Ki, explains, by Nitma it's considered Yesh Basar. Why? Because the Tzitz is Meratze on it. Tzitz Meratze Al Achilas. Rashi, however, explains, Because Issa Be'enei, take a look, Rashi says, the Issa Be'enei, meaning would appear from Rashi that although Ein Hatzitz, Ein Tzitz Mirat Salachils, nevertheless, since the Bosser is Be'en, the Bosser is here, what it means it's not lost, it's not Nisra, or Nevad, or burnt, it's not Nisra, therefore it's considered Yesh Bosser, and the Dam can be Nizrak. I would add that the Zrika Rashi means the Zrika is Chal on the Basar. It has to be. In order for it to be considered Yesh Basar, the Basar, it has to be that the Basar had a Zrika. Because if not, this definitely would not be considered Yesh Basar. No, I would just say, no, that but the Zrika has to be Chal on the Basar. Rashi doesn't mean Issa Be'eni, it's here. It's here, we see it, so what? The Zrik is Chal on the Basar. But again, I'll point out, one may prove from this Rashi, that this, that Im Ein Basar Ein Dam, does not mean that the Zrik has to be Mate B'Poyel, like one would perhaps assume from the words of Rashi, Im Enoches Dav Teh Samed Aleph. Because then it would be impossible to regard this scenario as Yesh Basar. Since the Zrika in this sense is not being matter of a part of the Basar. Tosis learns like that. But Rashi's going to Ein Tzitz Mirat Salachis. So why is it considered Yesh Basar? The only reason it's regarded Yesh Basar is because the Zrika is Chal on the Basar. This that the Zrika can be Chal on something without actually generating a het in it, a heter, is a concept one sees in many sugyas throughout Seder Kodshim. We're not going to be mayrich on that now. However, here we have a scenario where the Zrika is not chal, not just with regard to het, to being matarit, with regard to pigol, or noisivitomi, it's also not chal on the basar. And nevertheless, it's chal with regard to yesh basar only. Yes, this is what we can derive from this sugya, the way Rashi learns. The Gemara brings a machlokes tanoim. Let's see further. The Gemara brings a machlokes tanoim if achil is ma'akir by Kovim Pesach, meaning, I want to make it clear, this means if during the avoda the basar wasn't in a state where it can be eaten, either because the basar, or because of the basar, the basar was invalid, or because of the bailim, choyle bezokin, where during the Avodah, it was in a state where it would be able to be eaten, just afterwards it became unfit to eat, everyone agrees that the korban is kosher, although the basar was not eaten. Just want to make that clear. Okay. Rav Nosson is of the opinion, achilas psochim loy me'akiv. To Aoris, and then we'll have to see the Rav Chaim Itz Hashem the beginning of next year. Rav Chaim Nosson is of the opinion Achilas Psochem Loi Ma'akve. The Gemara says, "Hey, Rav Nosson, where is this Rav Nosson? Where does Rav Nosson say this?" The Gemara brings a brayser. Rav Nosson holds. Rav Nosson Oime Kol Yisrael Yotzei Mepesach Echad. Then the Gemara is Doicha Dilma Shani Hosam Dimim Shechihani Chazi Lahani. Toisus and Dibra Maschu Shaini. Yes, Teimel Rashba. What does it mean? Dilma imim shechihani chazilani. The Gemara, the discussion here is after Zrika. After Zrika, one can't be nimna, or one can't be moishich yada from the Kovan Pesach. Tosis answers, either the Braisa here is in accordance with Rav Shimon, who's of the opinion, Nimnin u'moishch n'yedeh ma'chizuk adam. Inami says Tosis in the second Teretz, Nidmu miktsosan o'shemesu, Chazi Lahani, meaning it's speaking, and the Braisa is speaking in an instance where others that had in the Korban Pesach, they died, they became unfit, they became Tomei, therefore, even though these people that were left here, they had a Pachas Mekizayis up till now, but now, due to the fact that there were others that are unfit, they are zoich and now they have a kezayis. That I didn't understand this tosis. When the others become invalid, how are these tahoyim zoich and their chelik? Because money can only be prior to the Shechita. Taisus in the second Teretz is going, money can only be before the Shechita, not after Shechita. We're speaking after Shechita. After Shechita, ein nimnen umoyshchin. Only up until Shechita, not after Shechita. So what does Taisus mean? That because there were those that became Tomei or Meisu, therefore these can be Zoichen, how are they Zoicha? How could they become a Nimne? Till now they had only a Pochus Mekizayis. Just one last Torah. We'll have to leave the Reb Chaim, have to see the Reb Chaim Mitzvah Hashem the beginning of next year. The Gemara brings Manton, a very, very important point I want to make. The Gemara, a few minutes. Command Neymar Rav Nosin he below here. We're holding here. But the first wide line, the beginning gave the chazi la'achil, and then the Gemara continues. Mantana lahod the Tana Rabbanim, shochdoi la'oichlov. The gisa that we have in the Gemara is v'zorkoi domai shaloi la'oichlov ha'pesach atzmei kosher v'adam yoytze ba'yidei chivasoi. Command this that the pesach is kosher with the dam was nizrak shaloi la'oichlov. Neima Rav Nosin hi v'loy Rabbanon. L'choy would only coincide, says the Gemara. It appears only to coincide with Rav Nosin and not with the Rabbanon. Taisvis, the last Taisvis, Diba Amaschol, Leimo. Teima L'ri, V'heichim etuk mikir Rav Nosin. How could the Gemara, what did the Gemara hold? How could it coincide with Rav Nosin? For Rav Nosin, V'Rabbanon le'pligi ele b'boso, avol begave le'kuli amabin and gave de'chozri la'achila. Rav Nosin also agrees that the gavra has to be fit to eat. Void im kein afilu shachti shalachom nami by my nakh shachti lo oichlov. Void hechi teisig adaiti lemei mahashti yesh mach sheves oichlom bezvika. The Gemara is doich and the Gemara says afilu temer abana imach sheves oichlom bezvika. Teisig says what's the hava mina? It's poshet bekulei Gemara. The imach sheves oichlom bezvika like we had on Daf Samech Aleph says teisig v'nir lewi. Dahachi perushoi nizrak domoi shaloi loichlov loisha nizrak shaloi loichlov l'shem oichlov. We're not speaking where it was the zvika was done with a machshava for the sake of a choyle v'zokin elo shebeshas zvika hoyu habaylim choylim beshas during the zvika the baylim were choylim they weren't fit to eat v'hashte ka'oma keman kirab nosan demashmalei. Came in the Rav Nosin meikul kulei hai v'loi boyish yehi basa roi la'achila hochenami loi chayish imein abayim ruim b'shas zrika aval rabbonim demachmiri v'boyish yehi basa roi la'achila hu adin debo sheyehi abayim ruim la'achila b'shas zrika v'hochenami sov rabbeloza b'somoch. The Gemara in the Hemshech brings Rabbi Loza is of this opinion. The like boy Rav Nosin Gavri Chazi Ela B'Shchita Davka. What is Taisus saying? How does Taisus answer the Kasha? It's hard to understand what Taisus means. I would suggest, in my humble opinion, Taisus means as follows. There are two halachis. One, a korban Pesach has to be brought la'oichlim. This is chal not in the actual ma'isa zrika. It's chal that the zrika itself is being done, has to be done la'oichlim, but in the korban, in the korban in general, the entire korban is for oichlim. I'll quote the Lashon Mishnah before and dafayin heimet beis, shaloi bom et chilosoi ela la'achila. This is the first halacha. Korban has to be brought la'oichlin. The korban has to be for oichlin. The ika akrov of the korban is the zrika. So by the zrika, it has to be that the korban is being brought, is brought for oichlin. But again, it's not a halacha halois in the actual zrika, that the zrika itself is being done. The ma'isa zrika is being done for oichlin. The korban in general has to be for oichlin, has to be considered. It's a korban for oichlin. The second halacha is the ma'isa shechita itself. Now this pertains to the actual ma'isa shechita, that the ma'isa shechita itself has to be done for oichlin. If the shaykh thought, shaloi la'oichlov, that should be done for the sake of Chayil v'Zog, and it's possible, since the Shechit itself was done Shaloi Lo'ichlin. This halacha, the second halacha, was only said in Shechit and not in Zvika. Rav Nosson and the Rabbanon argue with regard to the first halacha only. This is what the Gemara means. Rav Nosson's moedid bein gavad chazil achila. Rav Nosson is of the opinion that the korban, although lechatchila has to be brought for oichlin, but the evidence kosher, even if it wasn't brought loichlin. However, with regard to the second halacha, that the shechit itself has to be done loichlin, with a machshava, with a shoichet had a machshava shaloi loichla of its possible. This is a chalois in the Shnemaisa Shechita itself, and this Rav Nosson agrees to. Therefore, again, the Shechita itself was not done for Eichlin, it's possible. This Rav Nosson agrees to. Therefore, where there were no Eichlin during the Shechita itself was done for, the Shechita itself was not done, I should say, for Eichlin. It's possible. This Rav Nosson agrees. The same applies where the Shaykhid had a machsheva shaloi loichlin, or there were no oichlin b'shas the shechita. The shechita then was not done for oichlin, and there it's possible. However, where the basa was nitma, the issue is the basa was nitma after shechita. The issue is where the korban is being brought not for achila. This is the first halacha. This is where there's a machlokes between Rav Nosson and the Rabbanon. Therefore, in this instance, where, like Tosis explains, during the Zrika, the Bailam with Choylim, the carbon, therefore, was not considered as a carbon for Eichlin. This, that it's kosher, coincides only with Rav Nosson and not the Rabbanon. This is how I would explain the Tosis. Again, as I said, we'll blean at the Seder of Chaim at the in the Hilchis Korban Pesach, the second shtickle in Hilchis Korban Pesach, blined at the beginning of the next shiur.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.